సహనాభవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి ఫస్ట్ అనువాక. తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాదాత్మన ఆకాశ సంభూతః. తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాదాత్మన ఆకాశ సంభూతః. ఆకాశాద్వాయుః వాయోరగ్నిః అగ్నేరాపః అధ్యః పృథివీ పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః. ఓషధీభ్యో అన్నాత్ పురుషః సవాయేష పురుషోన్నర సమయః. తస్యేదమేవ శిరః అయం దక్షిణః పక్షః అయముత్తరః పక్షః అయమాత్మా ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా. తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి ఇన్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి. ద మెయిన్ టీచింగ్ of Upanishads is presented. What is the nature of Brahman? Given in Sutra Bhuta Mantra, briefly, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Then the second question is, Katham Tasya Vedanam? How one can know about that Brahman? Katham tasya vedanam? For that, this portion, that is Srishti Prakriya, is going to be talked about. Brief answer also given in that Sutra Bhuta Mantra. How one can know that Brahman means, one can know that Brahman in their own mind, as awareness, consciousness principle, existent consciousness principle that is available, nihitam guhayam parame vyoman, one's own heart. One can recognize this consciousness which illumines all our thoughts, the arrival of our thoughts and the departure of our thoughts, the absence of thought also for a few seconds. All these are illumined by the consciousness. As illuminator of all experiences, the consciousness is available. the one who is the illuminator of all experiences is none other than that Brahman who is called as consciousness or Atma in this body. Just as the sun reflects in the mirror, sun can claim not your sun, that Lord Sun. The sun can claim, I am only illumining in all the mirrors the reflecting sun is not different from me, the original sun. I am only reflecting in all mirrors. Similarly, this Chaitanyam Brahma, that is Atma, can claim, I the Atma, Brahma Swarupam alone, illumining in all bodies, all minds. I am the illuminator of all minds. And I am the experiencer of all the worldly objects. So, Atma can claim that. So one has to recognize in one's own heart. But this is very abstract to understand. So Shruti wants to present in an easy way how one can recognize that consciousness. So Upanishad uses a methodology. That methodology is called Shakha Chandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Shakha Chandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Before going to look into this Nyaya, a maxim, that three important points we have to note, understand. The Upanishad presents Brahman as Jagat Karanam from this mantra onwards. Tasmadva etasmad atmanaha akashas sambhutaha. The entire universe is the product of that Brahman. Instead of saying that Brahman, Upanishad says, from this Atma, etasmad atmanaha. Suddenly Upanishad change, high jump. Previous mantra, Sutra Bhuta mantra, Brahman alone is there, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, is residing in one's own heart. Whoever knows that, all his desires will be fulfilled. Over. But suddenly Upanishad is presenting here, this Atma is the cause of this universe. How a student can understand? Brahman, this Atma. Brahman is the cause of universe means I can understand. Okay, Brahman is the cause, some power, mighty power is cause. But how can this Atma is the cause of this universe? That's why Upanishad teaching is very, very abstract. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, Smriti, Granthas, Upanishad teaching cannot be received. Here itself you can understand how Upanishad is taking to that highest level. Therefore we have to understand the whole creation is created by that Brahman. Who is that material cause as well as intelligent cause? Since Brahman is all-pervading, anantam, infinite, that Brahman must be here also. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, infinite Brahman, all-pervading Brahman. Since Brahman is infinite, all-pervading, he must be available here also. So that Brahman who is all-pervading must be here. That Brahman is called here. Etasmat Atmanaha. Since Anantam, that Lakshanam presented by the Upanishad, I have to understand that Brahman must be the Atman. So this Atma is the cause of this universe. Atmanaha Akasha Sambhutaha. Akasha is born. From Akasha, so all names and forms are nothing but Brahman plus one Namarupa is equal to Akasha. Brahman plus another Namarupa is Vayu, air principle. Akasha means space principle. Brahman plus a third Namarupa is Agni principle, fire principle. Another name, another form. Brahman plus waters, jalatattvam, akashad vayuhu, vayor agnihi, agner apaha, apaha waters. Brahman plus water, nama, rupa is another object in the world. Adhyav prithivi, Brahman plus prithivi, the earth principle, is another nama, rupa. So another object in the world. What is intertwined, that sutram, the thread is continuing, Brahman. Who is that Brahman? This Atma. Where is that Atma? Available in this mind. In what form? As the illuminator of all experiences. Prithivya oshadhayaha. From that earth principle, again Brahman plus another Namarupa, Oshadayaha, trees, herbs, all born. All material cause. These are all material causes. Oshadhi bhyonam. From that Oshadhi, herbs and trees, annam is born, food came. Once that food is eaten by the parents, annat purushaha, the parents, first created parents, shatarupa manu, they have taken that food, it is converted into shukram and shonitam. Purushaha means here, Upanishad is pointing out human beings. Why purushaha only? Not markataha. Other animals' names, why Upanishad is not mentioning? And all the Taittiriya students are Manushyas. Dhruva Shankaracharya says, nobody attends Taittiriya Upanishad other than human beings. Oshadhibhyonam annat purushaha. Purushaha means Manushya Shariram is born. From that species, other Shariams are born because of annam. But this can be understood by only Purushaha. Therefore, Upanishad points out, Tasmat Annat Purushaha. That seed and egg, when at the time of conception, they are converted as fetus, then it is grown in Panchagni Vidya, Chandogya Upanishad. Those who have attended Chandogya Upanishad, you may remember that how that body is converted. Become a human being, Purushaha. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now what are the points you have to note here? Brahman is the cause of this universe. Brahman ani chunnalum, Atma ani chunnalum, onnuda. So Atma is the cause of this universe. Since Upanishad is using Atma, I'll also use that Atma only. Atma is the cause of this universe. What type of cause? There are two types of causes. One is material cause, Another is intelligent cause. What do you mean by material cause? Material means to manufacture this part. What is the material? Clay is the material. Matter. Clay is the matter to manufacture this part. Therefore, clay is called upadana karanam. You and I cannot manufacture the part. But only pot maker is intelligent enough to create the pot. So he is intelligent cause. Pot maker is intelligent cause. Since pot maker is intelligent cause, in Sanskrit we call him as Nimitta Karanam. Hetu, Nimittam. Pot maker is the Nimittam, intelligent enough to create this pot. So Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam both are required to produce this pot. Now two causes you can understand here. Similarly, the chain you are wearing, golden chain, that if I say you can understand very easily. That golden chain, what is the material of that golden chain? Gold is the material cause. Cause means karanam, by which the product comes out. Product is called karyam. Cause is called karanam. Without karanam, cause, effect cannot come. Without cause, effect cannot come. Without gold, chain can come out? No. Without clay, pot cannot come. Without the material, karanam, the product cannot come. Chain product cannot come without the gold. Therefore, gold comes under what cause? Material cause. In Sanskrit, what you call it as? Upadana karanam. You and I cannot manufacture that chain or chandraharam or necklace, anything. Who can manufacture? Who is the intelligent person? A goldsmith is the intelligent cause. So Nimitta Karanam is goldsmith. If you have any doubt, go to Tangamaliga, you can see. Come to Usman Road. So the whole crowd, people do not know, they go for material cause and as well as intelligent cause, gives order and get the chain come out. Of course, you have to pay money. Okay. So this is what we know. Even desk also, wooden desk. Wood is the material cause. Carpenter is intelligent cause. For every product you take in this universe, there is a material cause, there is an intelligent cause. Upadana Karanam and Nimitta Karanam. In this Upadana Karanam, there is a change and a modification. The clay has converted into reshaped. Reshaping the clay is nothing but pot. Pot Nama Rupa. Nama means name. Rupa means form. Nama Rupa. The shape, form, and name, nama, both are nothing but given to the clay. That's why I said reshaped clay is called nothing but pot. Pot is created. What do you mean by creation? Pot is created means what? I have given the another shape to that clay. Reshaping of the clay is nothing but pot creation. Reshaping means what? Giving form and name. Reshaping means what? Giving form and name. It's called reshaping. We call it as creation. Gold is also reshaped as a chain, bangle, ring. Just reshaping, only creation. Chain is created. Really speaking, chain is not created. Gold is reshaped as chain form and given name, minor chain, big chain, tengamala, mangamala, enna nom irukliyo tengamala kediyadu solren mangamala. Okay, indha maadhiri mala ella avana per kudukrom illaya. How? Just reshaping the material cause. There is a modification. in the wood, in the gold, in the clay, there is a modification. Now, about this is the our understanding regarding the all products in the creation. Now we come to this creation, whole creation, real creation. Okay, these are all small creation. Come to our whole universe creation. Just as this universe has got, these objects have got nimitta karanam, intelligent cause and material cause, this world also, universe has also got material cause and intelligent cause. For that Shastra says, Bhagavan is the intelligent cause. In religion we say, Bhagavan is the intelligent cause. In philosophy what we say, Atma is the intelligent cause. Names are different. Religion lo Bhagavan is the intelligent cause, Ishvara is the cause of this universe we say. When you come to philosophy, same Bhagavan is renamed as what? Atma or Brahman, that's all. What do you mean by philosophy? Vedanta. What do you mean by Vedanta? Philosophy means phile na liking. Phile na liking. Sophi means knowledge. The knowledge which I like is called philosophy. The derivation, you know, it is called niruktam, etymology of the philosophy word. Phile means liking. Sophi means knowledge. That knowledge, that which everyone likes, is called philosophy. What is your philosophy? What is your philosophy, they ask, means what that person likes is called philosophy. அவனுடைய philosophy அப்படி இவனுடைய philosophy இப்படின்னு சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ? Whatever he likes is his philosophy. I am not talking about that philosophy. Our philosophy is, Vedanta talks about this whole creation is created by that Atman as the material cause and intelligent cause. Just as you have understood the gold and the goldsmith and chain, material cause and intelligent cause, and you have understood the pot, the clay is the material cause, pot maker is the intelligent cause, you have understood. And you have understood carpenter, intelligent cause, wood is the material cause, desk is the product. They are all created, reshaped and given to that material cause. Now you extend this to Brahman. Brahman is a material cause as well as intelligent cause. In goldsmith, gold is different, material cause is different from intelligent cause. In the case of carpenter, material cause is different. Carpenter is not wood. Carpenter is different from material cause. Potmaker is different from the clay. Whereas when you come to this creation, the material cause is not different from the Atma or God. God himself is material cause. God himself is intelligent cause. This is the uniqueness of the entire creation. You should not extend this pot maker. No. Here he should be different. Goldsmith must be different from the gold. Otherwise goldsmith and gold both are one and the same. Along with your golden chain, goldsmith also will come to your house. Pot and pot maker also one and the same. Clay and pot maker also same. Both will come to your house. Where is the place? Namake edam illa veetla. Where can we give place to them? And when you come, in the case of Brahman, that Atma, Brahman is different from that material cause and chollakoodadu. Brahman is the material cause. Brahman is the intelligent cause. In Sanskrit, we call it as Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Abhinna, non-different. Nimitta, intelligent. Upadana, material cause. Brahman is that cause which is non-different from that intelligent cause and material cause. பிரம்மனே இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ், பிரம்மனே மெட்டீரியல் காஸ். ஓகே, இதுதான் திருஷ்டாந்தம் தாஷ்டாந்தமுக்கு டிஃபரன்ஸ். யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் பிரம்மன் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஆர் ஹர் செல்ஃப். ஓகே, பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஸ்ரீலிங்கமா புமலிங்கமா நியூட்ரான், பிரம்மன் இஸ் நியூட்ரல், பிரம்மன் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் அண்ட் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ். ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க், ஐ கேன் ஆஸ்க் அனதர் க்வெஸ்சன், கவுண்டர் க்வெஸ்சன். When we get a dream, I am the creator of my own dream. I, the waker, I am the creator of dream. Am I going to get some material for to create my dream outside? I am not going out to get the material for my dream. I am the creator of the dream. Dream coming from whom? From me, the waker. So I am the creator of my dream. I am the material cause of my dream. Material cause, all names and forms in my dream, created by whom? By me alone. Dream created by whom? By me alone. Waker is the intelligent cause of dream. Waker is the material cause of the dream. When naane enna dream create pannumbodhu, Bhagavan create panna mudiyada? Have you thought of this? எங்கே சுவாமினி, வீட்டில் குக்கிங்குக்கே டைம் இருக்கு, இதெல்லாம் எங்கே வரும்? ஸோ ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் அன் ஆர்டினரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இஸ் த காஸ், இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ், மெட்டீரியல் காஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரீம், சிமிலர்லி பகவான் ஈஸ் த இன்டெலிஜென்ட் காஸ் அண்ட் மெட்டீரியல் காஸ். ஐ எம் யூஸிங் பகவான். ஓகே, சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ யூஸ் பகவான், சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ யூஸ் பிரம்மன், சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ யூஸ் ஆத்மா. வை? Brahman is equal to Bhagavan, Bhagavan is equal to Atma, Atma is equal to none other than consciousness. These are all synonyms. Okay? Now, Upadana Karanam, Nimitta Karanam, Brahman only, Abhinna means non-different. Nimitta Karanam vere, Upadana Karanam vere, and Cholla Kuda, adhinada non-different. Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. Another point we have to note. In this part, there is a modification. In gold, there is a modification. In the wood also, there is a modification. Change is there in that material. Change is there in material to create Nama Rupa. To Brahman to become this whole universe, Nama Rupa, is there any change? Milk to become curds, there is a change, modification. Similarly, in Brahman also, is there any change? No, Shastra says, no change. Nirvikaram, changeless, material, intelligent cause, Brahman, of this universe. That is the uniqueness of Brahman. Brahman is a non-changing, intelligent and material cause of this universe. Every point is important. Brahman is non-different from intelligent and material cause, unlike pot, chain, desk. Brahman is the unchanging or non-changing nirvikara nimitta upadana karanam. Brahman is a changeless, intelligent and material cause. So Brahman is intact. Avarku onnu aagala, appadiye irukkar, analum ellame create pannitar. Adha That is what here whole thing. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutah. Once akasha namarupa came, vayu namarupa came, agni namarupa came, and waters, earth, voshadhi, purushaha, Brahman is intact, no chain. But Brahman is the intelligent cause and material cause. Then what is these two causes? You have understood Brahman as nimitta, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam, number one, non-different from intelligent and material cause, number two, vivartha upadana karanam. Brahman is that material cause that which is not undergoing any change. Very important point to note. Brahman is vivartha upadana karanam. Unlike clay, unlike gold, clay is changing cause, material cause. Gold is changing material cause, whereas Brahman, even though he's upadana karanam, Brahman is unchanging, vivartam. That's called in Sanskrit, vivarta upadana karanam. Therefore, now, if you want to understand that Brahman, recognize that Brahman, what logic Shastra use here, I said, na, Shakha Chandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya we take. I will explain you both. Suppose a person want to see Arundhati Nakshatram. Arundhati, who is Arundhati? Vashishtha Maharshi's wife. Better off, no? So, wife. You cannot separate that Vashishtha and Arundhati couples or unique couples. That's why they show after marriage, they take this couple at that 12 o'clock. They want to show that Arundhati. And that priest is asking, please, you both of you look at that Arundhati Nakshatra. They are saying, where is Arundhati? Then he shows the biggest star. First he should look at, show the space, the sky, and see the biggest star. And he goes to that Saptarshi Mandalam, you see all the stars, seven Saptarishis are there. One Rishi, that is Vasishtha Rishi. Next to him, there is another small, which is very, very bright. That small, when this priest is showing the space and other nakshatrams, oh, this is an Arundhati, this is an Arundhati. The couples may think. But he is changing, not that star. Next to that star, next to that star, down you come, please let left side come and come to the cross. Like that is go on showing, negating the other stars. Then he comes, see the small star, next to that Vashishtha, she is Arundhati. This is Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. Straight away he cannot show Arundhati. Very difficult to understand, very difficult to recognize. So the known to unknown. அருந்ததி தரிசனாய் இந்த அளவுக்கு பிரீஸ்ட் டீச் பண்ண மாட்டாங்க சொல்லி தலை நாட் பண்ணிட்டா வந்துடுவேன். அண்ட் தீஸ் கப்புள்ஸ் ஹாவ் டு டூ நமஸ்காரா டு தட் வசிஷ்டா அருந்ததி. ஓ கப்புள்ஸ், யூ ஆர் ஐடியல் கப்புள்ஸ் அண்ட் பிளீஸ் பிளஸ் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ், வி ஆல்சோ ஷுட் லிவ் லைக் யூ, பிளீஸ் பிளஸ் அஸ் சொல்லி பிரார்த்தனை பண்ணணும். பிரார்த்தனை பண்ணி அது முடிச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் உள்ள வரணும். இதுதான் அருந்ததி தர்ஷன நியாய. லைக் தட் சாக்கா சந்திர நியாய. இஃப் எனி பர்சன் வாண்ட் டு சீ எ மூன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம், மூன், வாட் இஸ் மூன், ஹவு டு ஷோ திஸ் மூன் ஃபார் திஸ் பர்சன், நவ் யூ டேக் எ தட் பர்சன் நியர் த பிக் ட்ரீ அண்ட் த பர்சன் ஷோயிங், யூ சீ தட் பிக் ட்ரீ, எஸ் ஐ எம் சீங் த பிக் ட்ரீ, ஓ தட் பிக் ட்ரீ இஸ் மூனா, நோ நோ நோ, யூ சீ த பிரான்ச், த டாப் பிரான்ச், yes, I am seeing the top branch. Is that moon? No, 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 that is not moon. Between those branches, no, you see the two leaves, no, very, very dense, they're very, very thick. At that, in between them, there is one bright light you are seeing. Like that, from tree to branch to the leaves to in between that, Shakha Dwara Chandra Nyayam. Through the branches, he shows the Chandra. Straight away, he cannot teach about, the, give the knowledge of that moon. Straight away, he cannot give the knowledge of that Arundhati. But slowly, step by step, he has to take. Known to unknown. Grass tree is visible. Very easily, you can recognize. But subtle, abstract thing, you cannot recognize. Therefore, that method Shastra applies here. Like Shakha Chandra Nyaya, like Arundhati Nyaya, the Shastra applies here. What Shastra says here, Upanishad, Tasyedameva Shiraha. Now, Upasana is given here. Where this person, who is, has completed Sikshavalli, and the Upasana, Pangta Upasana, and the Upasana, and the Upasana, Pandya Vanda, innu Upasana mood lege irukke. Veet class ku vanda kuda Vedantham class ki, enna pooja pannittu vandhom, sayankala enna pooja pannu vandhom, enna gnapak irukko. And the Upasana lege irukko manas, illya? So, what he knows, what he or she likes, Shastra encourages that. Through that Shastra takes, may you do Upasana, meditation. And what I have to do meditation? understand this sava esha purushaha annarasamayaha. Annarasam means this body, this atma which is filled with annamayam. Annat purushaha, after that sava esha purushaha annarasamayaha. Now panchakosha viveka prakriya is coming. 5 layers of our body, 5 layers of existence or body. One is annamaya kosha. What is going to come, I am explaining. Annamaya kosha, physical body. Then next stage is pranamaya kosha, vital body. Then manomaya kosha, mind. Then intellectual, vijnanamaya kosha, intellectual body. Mental body, you may misunderstand. The mental body, that body mixed, endowed with mind. Then ananda atma, that is anandamaya kosha. 5 koshas. First kosha is the first step. First rung ladder. You can't jump to the first floor straight away. What do you do? First step, second step, third step. After getting the second step grip only, you have to leave the first step. After getting the third step grip only, you have to leave the second step. Many times we leave the grip, we miss the step. We miss the grip and we miss the step also. Afterwards, in an orthopedic, angirupom. Adhikitha sprain illa varum. Adhikitha grip venum. To get the step. What is the step here? Annamaya kosha is the first step. That's what here Upanishad says. Tasya idam eva shiraha. So to go to the second step is the sadhyam, goal. First step is the means, sadhanam. First step is the means to arrive at the second step, that is the goal. Once I arrive at the second step as a goal, then I use that goal as a sadhanam. To go to third step, second step become what? A means. Good, very good. We are following the subject, understand. Second step will become the means. Third step will become a goal. Then third step, after getting the grip, then you try for what? Fourth step. Fourth step is the destination for you to arrive. Then third step will become what? A means. Then fifth step, when you want to go, fifth step is the goal. Fourth step is a means. Then this second step, third step, fourth step, all these are means or goals? Means. They are all only sadhanam. They are not ultimate goals. Similarly, annamaya kosha, physical body, is the first step. You take it as a sadhanam. Do upasana. What? For this atma, atma is nothing but body. This body is atma. Which body? This body which is made up of annam. Annarasamayaha. Annarasamayaha purushaha. This, that human being consisting of essence of food. Our body is nothing but the essence of food only. Made up of food, annam. Here anna means we should not take only rice. Here anna means the entire universe is called annam. Panchabhuta, that which is made up of panchabhutas. From Prithvi only annam is coming, no? But how Prithvi is able to give annam? Because of water, because of Agni, fire principle. Is it not? Because of Vayu, because of Akasha. So without those, all 5 elements, annam cannot come. So the entire universe is nothing but 5 elements. So therefore, annam means what? 5 elements. 5 elements is nothing but entire universe. Annam means not only rice. Okay? Annam means whatever is there in this universe, that is annam. அன்னரசமயா, மேட் அப் ஆஃப் சுக்ரம் அண்ட் சோனிதம், சீட் அண்ட் எக், திஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் மேட் அப் ஆஃப் வாட், மிக்சர் ஆஃப் சுக்ரம் அண்ட் சோனிதம், சீட் அண்ட் எக். சீட் அண்ட் எக் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் அன்னரசம். த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அன்னம் ஓன்லி transformed as seed and egg. Seed in the male person, father, and egg in the mother. Once they join, purushaha annarasamayaha. Eshaha purushaha. Indeed, this body is consisting of essence of food. Correct the name? Correct. Then, idam eva tasya shiraha. This is the head. Answer for the second question. Answer for the second question means, for that Atma, where is that Atma? Yaskana. Yoveda nihitam guhayam, available in this body alone, heart alone, that Atma is available. For that Atma, what is the head? This head is the head of that Atma. Tasya idameva shiraha. For this Atma, which is available in this body, this head alone is the head, and physical head body is the head of that Atma. Eva is to emphasis, no? Eva inda talada and Atma nude talana. Then I am dakshina pakshaha. This is the right wing, just as the bird has got a wing, no? Dakshina pakshaha, no? Right wing. Right side of the body is the right side of the Atma. Ayam uttara pakshaha. This is the left side or left hand. Ayam Atma. This is the self central portion of the body. Ayam Atma means this central portion, stomach part you have to show. Okay? Central portion of the body is Ayam Atma. Atma means what? Inner essence, content. What is the Atma of this part? Atma is that without which that product cannot exist. Huh? Atma is nothing but, my son is my Atma. They want to show, how much I love my son, you know, how much he loves me. He is Atma for me. He is myself. Pranam viran. Adi madri. ஆத்மான்னா எது இல்லாமல் அது இருக்க முடியாதோ, அதுதான் ஆத்மா. கிளே இஸ் த ஆத்மா ஆஃப் த பாட், கோல்ட் இஸ் த ஆத்மா ஆஃப் சை. சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஐஎம் ஆத்மா. திஸ் செல்ஃப் சென்ட்ரல் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த பாடி இஸ் தட் ஆத்மா. தி சென்ட்ரல் போர்ஷன் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அன் அர்த்தம். ஓகே, ஸ்டமக் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா. Now, Upanishad says, take this body as though Atma, temporarily, okay? Temporarily. Idam puccham pratishtha, this is the tail, from the hip to down part of the body, from hip onwards up to the toe, is called puccham. Puccham means the tail. Just as why puccham, Upanishad says, for a bird, tail is very important. The direction, the movement of the bird is decided by the tail. Tail only, it decides, no? It wants to go right side, it turns the tail. It wants to go left side, it moves the tail. Its direction is changed. Similarly, our direction also. Kaalu mulamadane direction change aharadhu, illiyo? Uccham pratishthana, important. Uccham pratishtha, which is the support. ஆதாரம் அர்த்தம். பிரதிஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் புச்சம் மீன்ஸ் ஆதாரம் ஆர் சப்போர்ட். தீஸ் லெக்ஸ், வாட் வி ஆர் ஹேவிங், தீஸ் லெக்ஸ் ஆர் த லெக்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஆத்மா. பிரதிஷ்டா ததபி பவதி ஏஷ ஸ்லோகா. ஃபார் திஸ் ஆல்சோ தெர் இஸ் ஏ ஸ்லோகா. வாட் ஸ்லோகா? ரிக்வேத மந்த்ரா கம்ஸ் அகெயின். வாட் ரிக்வேத மந்த்ரா சேஸ், தட் வி ஹாவ் டு ரீட். So, annamaya atma vishaye in artham. Tadapi means here, in this regard. In this regard, annamaya atma vishaye apina. Now, this upasaka meditator looking at the body as atma. என்ன எனக்கும் இன்னும் ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா, தட் சட்லெஸ்ட் பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ். தேர் ஃபார் வாட் டு டூ, லுக் எட் யுவர் பாடி ஆஸ் ஆத்மா. திஸ் இஸ் கால் அகங்கிரக உபாசனா. லுக்கிங் எட் ஒன் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா பாடி இஸ் கால் அகங்கிரக உபாசனா. அதர் உபாசனா சாலிகிராமா அண்ட் ஓம்காரா இந்த சிவலிங்கா சிம்பல்ஸ் ஆர் அவுட் சைட். பட் உபனிஷத் கிவ்ஸ் நாட் சிம்பல்ஸ் அவுட் சைட் சிம்பல்ஸ் இன் வேதாஸ் வேதிக் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் மேக்ஸிமம் தே கிவ் ஆலம்பனம் ஓன்லி ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் பாடி பார்ட்ஸ். அகங்கிரக உபாசனா டேக்கிங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் சிரம் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் திஸ் கால் அகங்கிரக உபாசனா. திஸ் ஹெட் இஸ் த ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஆத்மா இமேஜின். These hands are the hands of Atma, imagine. These legs are the legs of the Atma, imagine. So this is called imagination. Upasana is called imagination. Now we will read that second anvaka. Annadvaih prajah prajayante.
Annadvaih prajah prajayante.
Yakascha prajayante. பிருத்திவீகம் ஸ்ருதாஹம் அதோ அன்னே நைவ ஜீவந்தி. அதைனதபி அந்த்யம் ததஹ அன்னகும் ஹி பூதானாம் ஜ்யேஷ்டம். தஸ்மா சர்வௌஷதமுச்யதே சர்வம் வைதேன மாப்னுவந்தி. ஏன்னம் ப்ரஹ்மோபாஸதே அன்னகும் ஹி பூதானாம் ஜ்யேஷ்டம். தஸ்மா
சர்வௌஷதமுச்யதே
அன்னாத் பூதானி
ஜாயந்தே
ஜாதான்யன்னேன
வர்தந்தே
அத்யதேத்தி ச பூதானி. தஸ்மாதன்னம் ததுச்யதே இதி. தஸ்மாத்வாயே தஸ்மாதன்னர சமயாத். Now the Upanishad says அன்னாத்வை பிரஜாஹ பிரஜாயந்தே. The Rig Mantra says this is called அகங்கிரக உபாசன. The first உபாசன prajaha all beings yakascha prithivigam sritaha which are all born out of food, eaten by food, so not eaten by food, which are all born by taking the food based on that earth. Dwelling upon the earth in artha. Shritaha means based on the earth, are indeed born out of food. Prajayante annat. Out of food only everyone is born. Here annam represent entire universe. Solid material universe. Any type of matter that you consume through all our experiences, through all sense organs, is called annam. When you listen a nice music, it is annam to what? Ears. If you see nice forms, it is annam to eyes. Like that, whenever you experience anything through any sense organs, it is an annam, that which gives you ananda. So, annat prajaha prajayanti. All beings are born out of annam only, who are all there on this earth. Prithivim shritahana. Atha annena eva jivanti. Not only that, atha, moreover, they are all living by means of food alone. We are all surviving out of food alone. Total annam, sthiti karanam. But the sustenance, birth is also that annam is karanam. Annam means universe made up of five elements. Five elements are only the cause for this body sustenance, body to emerge and body to sustain, that five elements which are nothing but the entire universe, which is the material cause. Means of food alone. Annam atha atyant antataha apiyanti etat. Once they emerge from food and they sustain by food and they merge into food alone. Apiyanti means they all merge into this food alone. Samashti annam. That what is the law here? The effect has to merge into the cause. The chain, when it is melted, it becomes what again? It dissolves into gold. That is called pravilapanam. That is called pravilapanam. It goes into its own cause. Every product, it has to go into its own cause. Karyam, product, which where from it has come, it has to go there alone. That is called apiyanti. Samashti annam. Etat, this enat is there. Enat, how you split? Athaitad apyantyataha. Athaitad. Athaina tadapyantyataha. It's very difficult to split. See, atha antataha, at the end. Enat apyanti. They all merge into this food alone. Enat. Enat is that. Dakarantaha napumsakalingaha. Etat shabdaha. Etat ete etani. Etat enat dvitiya ekavachanam. Enat means this food alone they merge into. Dvitiya ekavachanam. And annam jeshtam. Therefore, annam is food is jeshtam. The first glory is srishti karanam. Annam is the srishti sthiti laya karanam. Cause of this creation, sustenance and dissolution. Annam is the cause, the universe. And annam jeshtam means food is the first one, which is the cause, primary cause, glory of the annam. Food, no, we should not take it literally. Namak food chonna idli dosa sambar napakonam. So you have to remember whole thing. Akashad vayu vayu ragni agni rapaha adhya prithvi prithviya oshadhaya oshadhibhyonam annat purushaha. So whole thing is interconnected. Without one, other cannot exist. Therefore, in this annam, all five elements are there. In purusha, five elements are there. In everything, all are combined. Who is there finally? Brahman is there. So, Brahman ki idella reshaped name and form. Reshaping in mind. Okay, aham annam jeshtam. Bhutanam, among all beings, who is jeshtam? Just as the elderly brother, no, is jeshtam. Jeshtha putrahan. Elderly person is always great, like that, jeshtam. Tasmat, therefore, sarvaushadham uchyate. This annam is called ஓஷதம், சர்வ ஔஷதம், ஓஷதிபியா ஜாதம் ஔஷதம். ஸோ த ஃபுட் இஸ் born out of ஓஷதி, ஓஷதிபியா ஜாதம் ஔஷதம். That's why we look at food as God. This is the concept of, especially in Vedic religion, this is the concept. ஓஷதிபியா அன்னம். Oh, why it is called ஓஷதி ஔஷதம்? There is a derivation again. ஓஷதி means தஹதி இத்யர்த்தஹ. தஹதி, ஓஷதி means that which burns. தஹதி இதி ஓஷத ஓஷஹ. ஓஷம் தாஹம் தமதி சாம்யதி இதி ஓஷதஹயஹ. தஹ means that which quenches, that which appeases your hunger, quench your thirst, is called ஓஷஹ. That தாஹம் and children இல்லையா, and the burning fire, pangs, hunger, pangs of hunger, no? Hunger pangs, pain, that is once you have got vaitlo konjam burning sensation anna jatharagni, that pangs is nothing but dahan. That shamyati, you know, shamyati means what? Appeased by, quenched by what? After 12:30 theriyum konjam inga neram ukkar vecha swamini vidungo pasi pasi en solluve illiyo, adha burning sensation daham. கொஞ்சம் கேப் வந்தாலே வாட்டில் ஓப்பன் பண்ணி கிடைக்கணும் தண்ணி, வாட்டர் யூஆர் ட்ரிங்கிங் நோ. ஸோ தெர் இஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் பர்னிங் சென்சேஷன் இன்சைடு. அதுக்கு தான் தட் ஹுச் ஷாமியத்தி என்ற எப்பீசஸ், குவென்சஸ், சாட்டிஸ்ஃபைஸ் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஓஷதி ஃபுட். தட் ஃபுட் ஓஷதி, தேர் ஃபோர் ஓஷதி தஹதி இது ஓஷஹ. ஓஷம் தாஹம் தாமிய ஷாமியதி ஆர் தமதி ஷாமியதி இது ஓஷதய. தேர்ஃபோர் சர்வௌஷதம் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் கிவிங் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன் டு அஸ். தே ஏ உபாசதே, தோஸ் ஹூ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் அகங்கிரக உபாசனா அபேத உபாசனா, தட் பிரம்மன் is none other than this body. Body which is made up of annam, this annam and the entire universe is not different. Abheda upasana, vyashti annam, samashti annam. This body, this is called vyashti annam, made up of what? Annarasam. The entire universe also made up of what? Annarasam. My body is annarasam, what about other bodies? Annarasam. So this vyashti annarasam, samashti annarasam are identical or not? So both are identical. Aikyam, abhedam, non-different. Micro and macro both are non-different. So by this upasana what you get na chitta shuddhi varum. Ego will go away. Adha, chitta shuddhi varum, ego will go away. Chitta ekagrata, chitta samskara will come. And chitta vishalata come, vishwarupa dhyanam. Oh, this annam which is made up of this body, how many times I go to aerobic center, beauty parlor, ella annam thikida in the body kida, lot of pampering we are doing. It's nothing but entire universe it is pervaded. That is upasana, ahangraha upasana. So therefore annam brahma iti, food as brahman. We have to meditate upon that food. Body is made up of food. Therefore, this body is what? Brahma. Annamaya koshaha Brahma. First stage of meditation, upasana. Sarvam annam vai bhutani jayantena. By doing this upasana, what is the benefit? He gets ihaloka phalam and paraloka phalam. Ihaloka phalam, purity of the mind, chitta shuddhi. Good health, wealth, all will come. Paraloka phalam, higher lokas, he can go. Then bhutani jayanti, all beings are born annat. Jatani varthante, sin, because why one has to meditate upon this food? Because all beings are born out of annarasam, food. They are sustained by annarasam, food again. They are merging into food alone. Therefore, I meditate upon this food because of whom everyone is surviving. That is the meaning. I have taken extra few minutes because my time I have to extend. Now I will complete with this more in the next class. We will see. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.